If you have your Bible, you can turn with me for your presence here today. It's a wonderful day. I thank you for all of your blessings to us. Lord, right now, there are many people in the earth who need our prayers. And our prayers will be our brothers and sisters in Israel. I ask you to come, Lord. Speak to us on this day, Lord. We bless you. In your name we pray. Amen. John, if you'll put that picture of it. Have we got one or two? Yeah, that'd be... Can you read that? 1 million Israeli civilians are in bomb shelters right now. That's equivalent to the entire West Coast of the United States now living in shelters. Wrap your mind around that. Number of people right now. I want to remind you, I don't know if what day last week did you get hooked up with what's going on in Israel? If you're getting your news just from the media, it was probably the middle of network news that they had sent a rocket over. But what they didn't say in the network news, and I followed this very closely. Next one, John. There had been rockets coming into Israel for almost a week before that, at least 4 or 5 days, that constantly coming in. This is several of the pictures. So as we dwell in our security here and we enjoy the protection, you know, as we pray for those who serve in our military, who are around the world, and who are on the borders of this nation protecting us, we need to thank God. But here in this postage stamp little country that's in the center of the world, it literally is the center of the world because all of world history centers around Israel. Right now, right there, I mean, even this morning, they're intercepting and they're using those interceptor rockets so that they don't go on in Israel. They've launched from the Gaza Strip several of those big one-ton jobs that the Iranians have made. I say all that, and you say, oh, Dusty, we can come to church, get a news report. You better be getting news reports and knowing what's going on in the world right now. We're living out prophecy right now. Even as Gulfstream's had connections over there for years, people that are back and forth, but most of all, because what God is doing in the earth right now. And if we have a time of thanksgiving this week, we need to really be thanking God protected us. Hence this message today. And the title of this message is The Gift That Brings the Greatest Gratitude. Okay, John, you can take that off. Thanksgiving is upon us again. American culture will grind out another thing called by many Turkey Day. But will there be a true time of gratitude to the Lord Himself? Can we pause long enough to give thanks? Another question. To what or to whom do we give this generic thanks? Maybe that gets to the root of the quagmire in a truer fashion. Maybe we need to get a little better grip on the true identity of the one to whom we're saying. Let's not wax too eloquent before we take an inventory here on the home front. Well, a question for you. What is your Thanksgiving? One of those crazy commercials, you know, where the number follows you around. You know, they did that after your 401k became a 201, you know, and all that. That number follows you around. Well, think of a number for Where would you rank today? People that are literally, and just think if, and in fact, I talked to somebody over there today of a bomb shelter to run to. But they're asking for God to come with His protection over them. But that we have to thank. Many people never return. How many times have we uttered the words, mandatory, thank you, and then the tape keeps on rolling? I'm talking about the off-camera events when no credit to be gained. I'm going to read part of it. I'm going to read it from New Living Translation. Where a person broke stride with the crowd and returned to say thank you. And here's a story from Luke 17, 12 through 19. As he entered a village there, there were 10 lepers crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them, priest. As they went, the leprosy disappeared. When he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, praise God. He fell on his face, with his face to him for what he had done. And this man was a Samaritan. A little dig there. And Jesus asked, man, where are the other nine? Does only this foreigner go? Your faith has made you well. Is that not? Have we returned to say thank you? Thank you. Ingratitude is an attitude, not an event, that bubbles up out of us. I guess we could do to gratitude. Maybe we could muster up enough high-file thank yous to shield ourselves momentary conviction that we've become ungrateful. But that would only allow this issue of gratitude separated from what it really is, which is an issue of the heart. Gratitude comes from the heart. We're not talking about an event. We're talking about something out of us that just pours out of us when we see a blessing immediately. Thank you. Praise God. Maybe we today. I'm talking about all of us. Right now, and particularly in our country and in our culture, ingratitude is growing. Ingratitude. Not so. The fickle nature of our culture might be on the way up, not on the way down. What have we not? But the that old senator from South Carolina, can't remember his name now. If I'm going to say it so well, there's too much consuming going on out there. That would be what God would say to us today. We're taking on a consumer mindset. It's hard to think of a world that is not where we are at the axis. Jesus did it, didn't he? He called on us as believers against the flow to cut across where even in the midst of art, there can be a thank you. One day, we were in a long line. One of those usual days, I'm sure the higher up corporate structure, the maximum number of people in the store, and of the 40 lines available, 3 that were working. Can I get a witness on that? You've been there. When Audrey and I finally arrived, which I'm sure that's what Walmart's corporate was thinking about, that families would have quality time with one another. Sit down. All that stuff. Now, not me and Audrey. That's what. And the buggy, and she was pushing me. Right? I'm not ADD, really. I really am not. My dad is, but I'm not. When we finally got there, I wonder what these people that listen to this stuff on the, sometimes they think we're crazy. When we finally got up, there's this lady at the checkout. She looked at me, and she looked at me like, okay, I'm ready to field the next complaint about how long the line was to her. Thank you. And her actually in that God had really designed her to be. But that was there fielding complaints can do. And it's personal. Did you get it? It's personal. This gift of all. Who set the bar for us? Of course. God. Thank you. Thank you today. All we have is a gift from God. What do you have today? You know, put your hands out there. You know, what do you have? Every bit of it is a gift from God, isn't it? The earth and subdue it. Be masters over the fish and the birds and all the animals. He has given to us. He has given to us this earth. He has given to us one another. There's no one single blessing any of us possesses that's not a blessing from God. That's right. That's called the Creator's prerogative. That's right. He made it all. He's the source of it all. He's letting you and I use it all. You did not pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Garbage. You can't do that. Now, if you're celebrating somebody turning around, as Roy McLean said, a great preacher, as he used to say, our big problem in life isn't in falling down, it's refusing to fall in your name and said, I will lift you up out of the miry clay. And you took a hold of his hand. I agree with you. But if you mean by that because I'm smarter than other people, really better, because my good looks and all that I could pull myself, no sir. And especially for us, who's the best nation that has ever been on the face of the planet. We live like kings today. So we can't actually say that. Be serious about it. Look at the education that has been afforded you. Look at the place where you grew up. Hunger here. Yes, and there are hunger issues in the United States, but let's put them upside of the hunger issues that are in the rest of the world. Let's get a grip on reality. I'm not saying to you it's either or. I'm saying it's both and. Let what we see here, then let what's existing in the world. Where a whole town would be wondering, where's the next scrap of bread coming from? All of creation, even a large enough gift for him. Psalm 8, verse 5 and 6 says, this lower than the angels. Us with glory and honor. You put us in charge of everything you made, giving us authority over all. The next time you get away from the city lights long enough to look at the nighttime sky, the expanse, think of that. Declare his glory. And just think, that was not a large enough gift for him. God gave us special people. Hebrews 1:1 says, long ago God spoke at many times, in many ways to our ancestors. He didn't hold back. Look at all the precious people has put in our lives. Look around you. If you don't do that around you and just see the blessing of the humans he has put in your life and what a blessing they are. And remember on that day, remember all those that have gone before and what a blessing that they were. Stop there, did he? He didn't stop there. Because you go into the second verse of Hebrews chapter 1, it says this, but now in these final days, he has spoke through his son. He gave us all of that, but then that wasn't even enough. He stepped into flesh. He became one of us. They might buy us back. Some of you heard this story. But guy was getting ready to, his family was getting, it was snowing outside. Big picture. He's sitting by the fire. Wife and the kids, they get ready and they say, won't you come with us? Nah, not going. He stays home. He's reading his newspaper. Nightfall comes and a window and he looks up and then another thump and he sees winds blowing, snowing, flock of birds. They see the light inside of his house in the big picture window and they're trying to fly in. Pretty birds that are waddling around drunk out themselves out. He says, what are we going to do with these birds? They've tried to, what can I do with them? So he goes out to his barn and he opens it up and he puts a light lantern out there and he's trying to shoo the birds into, but the more he shoos, the more they scatter. Finally, he says, man, I give up. I give up. As a human being, I can't out of the cold. They're going to die. If only I could become a bird. That moment, they're out in the country, and so there's back when church building that day, and all the things that his wife had spoken to him that day of year entering into came to mind. And he spoke these simple words to the Lord. He said, Lord, I realize what you had to do. You had to step into flesh and become a man. That's what he did. We sang earlier about the resurrection. Jesus came, lived a perfect life, died again on the third day, ascended back, work finished, and invites all come to him in faith and so loved the world that he gave to us his only begotten son. He kind of set the bar, his own son. Wrong question. Yes. Oh, how he loved. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for you. It's time to get busy living it. Separated from him forever. And so today, if you don't have Jesus in your life, he loves you. He wants to come in. Just waiting on an invitation. Gift of all. We must receive the gift. You see, it's personal. It's personal. He's inviting you. Are you grateful? Here we are on the eve of this Thanksgiving week. We're one of the few in the world that set aside a day for Thanksgiving. It's not for some generic thanks. Well, who are you thanking? Nation. Our Constitution and upon this book. That's not up for grabs. So what must we do? How can we be grateful? Well, first, acknowledge the gift that He has given. Accept the fact of what God has done through His Son. And then accept the gift. The gift of salvation. Miss the boat is we receive that gift of salvation. As the just shall live by faith. By faith. That's true. But the just shall live. So every day, what do you have for me next? Personal. Choose to change your life. The gift away. They hear unless you tell them, unless you show them. As we said often, it's one. Do you see a theme of the last? How may I pray for you? You see? It's about Him, that He's the answer. Giving praise to Him out. We did it today. We're going to do it again tomorrow night. We're going to praise His name. It's attractive. It's attractive to Him and it's attractive to peace is evangelistic. Last week, reaching out to others and giving the gift away. Continue to spread. Do you see the theme of it? It's about taking responsibility of where you are and your relationship. It's personal. And a couple of months ago, her name is Daisy Duke. Daisy Duke is, she's what, 4 months, 5 months old, mostly Labrador Retriever, black lab, a doll baby. It's what we got to replace Megan. Those of you who don't know who Megan is, that's my daughter, who got married, went off and left me. When she wakes up, and of course when she wakes up, and she wants is not water, not go outside. The first is to be petted. Can get it right. Don't you think? It's about a relationship. We serve the one who is given of all Himself. Let's bow our heads. In fact, we'll just do that. Invite you to do that. In your life, I want you to know we'll be available here to talk to you if you'd like to pray and ask Jesus to come in. Let's get it right when it comes to gratitude. Lord, thank You for Your presence here, Spirit. I thank You, Lord. You gave us Yourself come to live. You have given us Your gifts, spiritual gifts in us. You have given to us each other. You have given us all that we have in our hands. You have given us Your presence, rock. Every particle of light speaks of You, Lord, Lord over all. And we bless You and we praise in this place right now. The altar's open.